Welcome to Zoomer Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Tonight I get to spend some time with a good friend of mine, a gentleman who is part of our Zoom Scientific Advisory Board. He's a great friend to us as a company, good friend to me personally. He's spent his entire adult life, for the most part, in the service of others and taking care of people's health. That's what he does as a doctor of chiropractic. He's also a pretty sharp business guy, in addition to a pretty incredible martial artist. So he's a talented guy all the way around. I'm always glad when he's got a little time to spend with us on this call, so I want to make sure he's out there with us. Dr. Michael Trulia, are you with me?
Good evening, Dr. Marsh. I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just great, Dr. T. As always, it's good spending some time with you. Happy holidays.
Same to you. It's a little brisk in the air, so it's feeling more like the holiday season.
It does feel a little more like the holiday season. And I know that's kind of the topic of our call tonight, ironically, because we are, as this call is being recorded, literally about a week away here from the Thanksgiving holiday, which is, for me, I don't know about you, but for me, that's like the official kickoff of the holiday season.
Amen, brother. I'm pretty excited about it.
But here's what I know about it, and I know you know about this as well. By the way, I'm going to include myself in what I'm about to say. We tend to be a little less health conscious during the holiday season. The time between Thanksgiving and New Year's, for most of us, that would include myself, we're a little less on top of our health game, and I know that's an area that can be challenging, especially as we start the new year. So I know you have some thoughts on that tonight, so I'm going to turn the call over to you, let you start things off.
Well, thanks. Yes, it is that time of year to be very, very joyous and to be very thankful what the good Lord has given us. And, you know, yes, some of us we tend to, and again, I'm at the top of that list, a little overindulge, under-exercise, and maybe not quite live quite a healthy lifestyle as we should. And so lots of people believe, you know, when you have, like we've had 75 and 80 degree weather here, deep into November. And, you know, you got to be careful because you can't go outside. It's too cold. You know, you'll catch a cold and all that. Well, none of that's really true. If that were true, wouldn't people, Eskimos and in Alaska and all that, have a cold all the time? Because, you know, it gets pretty cold up there. The reality is it's the weakness of the body that creates, first of all, that we talk about, dis-ease, and left undone, it will lead to disease. So what we have to be careful of this time of year is, yes, overindulge a little bit, drink some of your favorite drinks that you may like, or eat another piece of that red velvet cake, or have a little extra piece of turkey at Thanksgiving. But again, if you can just learn to balance that out a little bit and do a little exercise, maybe a little more exercise with it one day. Eat a little less food the next day, you know, just to get you in that rhythm to go through, like Ken was saying, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and into New Year. As we talk about many times, we talk about the three biggest days of exercise are January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So exercise is really key as a baseline to begin to get you healthy and keep you healthy. So what is exercise? What do we have to do? Well, we've spoken about this many times, and there are five major components you want to look at in your exercise program. Again, one is cardiovascular, two is flexibility, three is muscle balance, four, endurance, and five is strength. So even in my office today, as many years as I've been doing what I've been doing, I'll talk to people and they'll say, yeah, I'm on an exercise program. I lift weights. Well, lifting weights is great, but that's only one part. And what I find today, one of the two main areas of problems, let's throw out cardiovascular disease for a moment, but in our day-to-day living is musculoskeletal health. In other words, I see more neck pain, more shoulder pain, and just ask yourself this question. How much during the day do you do with your head either jutted forward or looking down? You're either staring closer at a desktop computer screen, you're working on a tablet, you're working on a handheld device, such as your phone, you're working on paperwork. All these things begin to create musculoskeletal discomfort. And we've spoken about the anatomy of the spine before. And basically, again, the spine, as you look at it from the front, if you were standing up with your back up against the wall and the back of your head up against the wall, your chin would be directly over your chest. And from the front, that spine should be perfectly straight. From the side, however, there is a reverse curve, looks like a reverse C, in the side of your neck. But every day as we do these activities that look forward and down, it begins to not only straighten up that normal curve, but literally begins to reverse it. When that begins to happen, the muscles tighten, it pulls on the vertebra, it wedges the disc, hits the nerve, and you have, again, discomfort. Now, there are six basic layers of muscle that surround that spine, and all the way down to little ones called the multifidus and rotators that are right next to the spine. So small, they're barely even noticeable. Yet every day, those muscles are playing tug-of-war with the spine. So you have to be careful about what you do and how you do it. And as I've mentioned before, this reverse curve is coming many times from all the things I just mentioned. And I would see the average 25 to 35-year-old beginning to create this reversal of the curve, either straightening or reversal of the curve. Sad thing today is I'm seeing that in 8 to 12-year-olds. So you parents out there really need to start looking at your kids, because the arthritic changes, again, I'm seeing in a young adult, 25 to 35 years old, I'm starting to see in kids in late teens because of this decreased curve early. And that creates stress. Stress was when those muscles tighten, aggravate the nerve, and you have either pain or the pain doesn't come on for a while, but it's still creating stress on the spine. So biomechanically, it's critically important that you do things like the reverse shoulder rolls. That is part of your exercise program. Stretching is just as important as strength training in today's society. As I look at the human frame of low back pain, neck and shoulder pain, between the blades, all these things many times need my assistance to correct it through what we call the adjustment. But then after we do that, we need to do stretches daily. And the key is throughout the day. I'd rather you do five reverse shoulder rolls, and hear what I said, reverse. Never, ever, ever, if you God leaves you here to 150 more years, will you roll your shoulders forward. You'll always raise your shoulders up to your ears and roll them backwards. And the reason is everything we already do in a day is inflection. We eat, we drink, computer, text, read, write, all these things, your head is down and forward. So try to do five reverse shoulder rolls, but 3 to 5 times minimum, throughout your day. Remember, you can store fat, you can store degeneration, you cannot store fitness and health. When you understand approximately a 140-pound person creates roughly 650 pounds of shock through the ankles, knees, hips, spine, every step you take, you can begin to see why things like this reverse shoulder roll is very important. So yes, strength training is good, but flexibility to me in today's times, especially with the average individual doing the work that they do, flexibility becomes more and more important. And again, you can't store it, so therefore you have to do it throughout the day. Endurance, you know, being able to get up in the morning and be ready to hit the work at 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock, whatever time you go in, and to be able to work through till 5 or 6 in the afternoon or evening now hit that time, and then be able to stay up at this time of night. I mean, for many of us, it's been dark for several hours. You feel like you want to go to bed. You feel like it's 8:30 and it feels like it's midnight. So again, we have cardiovascular. Now, what is cardiovascular? Again, it depends on the person. There is no, like I've seen all these charts where, okay, 1.5 miles is one of them that they use, and then you have an age category and you're supposed to be able to run it in so many minutes. And all that may be true, but the problem is, what if you have someone who hasn't exercised in a month, in a year, in 10 years? Well, to me, those charts are irrelevant. We need to get them moving first. So we start with the baby steps. Again, I like to use my example of the lady that could march in place for 60 seconds and was exhausted. I was teaching a class to about 30 docs, and I asked them that question. Is this lady doing well, or is she bad or horrible? And a young lady doctor raised her hand. She said, oh, that's horrible. And out of the 30 of the class, I asked how many agree. All 30 raised their hand. I said, you all flunked. They said, how can that be? Did you say 60 minutes or 60 seconds? I said, no, She can march 60 seconds and she's exhausted. The point was, 2 weeks earlier, she could only march 30 seconds and was exhausted. I literally doubled her time. And so we kept building from there until she can walk 10 minutes, which would be huge for her. And then, you know, go on up to some charts that are normal for your age and height and weight and so forth and so on. So don't get locked into what you think is fitness. Fitness is only relevant to your age, your time, what you're trying to accomplish, what you can do now, and what you can do maximally to have total health. Dr. Marsh, I spoke with you a little earlier, and we were talking about there was a woman that held just broke the Guinness World Book of Records for push-ups. And just to share with you, I was sharing with Dr. Marsh that our black belt test, when we take it, is about a 3.5-hour test. And during that time, we do forms called katas. We do blocks, punches, kicks. And at the very end of that 3.5 hours, we then have to fight 4 different people in 4 different directions. We have to break boards in 4 different directions. And then we do our fitness portion, which is 100 push-ups, 300 sit-ups, and run 1.5 miles. So the point of it is it's quite physical for all who have completed that. So ask yourself this question. Right now, if you had to drop down and do some push-ups, how many could you do? Well, I told Dr. Marsh the world record, believe it or not, was 1,100 and some push-ups. But, Doc, I was mistaken. It's 1,500 and some push-ups in 1 hour. And, oh, P.S., if you think you're too old to do that, she's 59. So it's never too late if you have a purpose and a goal, but you don't start with that many push-ups. And like I said, during my best days, I could do about maybe 120 or 130, which back then I thought was good, but compared to that, not so much. So get yourself on a good regimented fitness program. It doesn't have to be highly intense or heavy weights every day. It just needs to be something. We even know now, the older you get, and if you have other injuries like knee injuries, hip injuries, back injuries, simply walking, but for a longer period of time each time, is very, very effective. But I also, once again, tell all my patients, when we do that, we need you to pre and post stretch after every exercise throughout the day. A couple other things, and is some exciting news, I think, for all of us in anything to do with the wellness revolution that, you know, Zumo have been pushing for over 20 years since their existence, that, like your politics or not, I think it's a great addition that Bobby Kennedy is going to be head of Health and Human Services. Now, here's a man with some way far out thinking. He was very anti-vax, or to take a look at it and not be the only direction to take the vaccination, and in many cases didn't need to. Same thing with a mask. And in my office, we promoted that the whole time. Many businesses had to close down. I was one of those ones that fought that in my personal office, and we stayed open through the whole time. And yes, we saw people with COVID. I saw people that got shots and made out very well. I also lost several of my patients. So the point tonight is not to discuss if the shots are good or bad. I love seeing the merger of Trump's energy and his direction of what he wants to go in and changing things and shaking things up to make somebody like Bobby Kennedy part of the Health and Human Services. So the point is that's going to directly affect people like you and I. It not just gives us the open door to do what we've been doing, which is talking to our patients, to our clients, to our friends, to our families, to our neighbors about health and wellness. But now we have a national program that's really going to be starting to push more about you need to take more nutrients, you need to eat better foods, and that a lot of our foods you can't eat enough of because we've drained the nutrients out of them, and that we need to have a good source of nutrients and make it as complex as we can. And that's what Zuma has done, and you guys and gals are a part of that, and you should be very, very excited. I am to have a whole nother layer above me talking the same talk that I've been trying to push for 20 years, and I may not be so crazy now because now the national agenda is going to be part of that to make you healthier. And then I like one of his directions, and that is, you know, I'm not for eliminating things like McDonald's. I believe in the free business model. That's the business side of me, that I believe we all are grown adults and we should be able to make our choices if I want a quarter pounder with cheese or I want to eat a carrot. But the point is, if you want to do that once in a while, I don't believe it's going to kill this temple. But what I do believe is the food and the processing of it is so horrible today that there's no way, and I've preached this for a long time, I don't believe if you had all the money in the world, you could still eat perfectly great because of the depletion of the soil, the water, horrendous things we've done to our water supply across the country. So supplementation, to me, is the only logical answer. Speaking of which, and we were talking about colds in the beginning, colds come from, again, the immune system starts to decrease. It can't fight off the bad guys. I talk about every day when I take my nutrients, I look at it as the war has been going on overnight while I'm sleeping. The bad guys are working whether I'm resting or not. So I need to send my army in, and I start off the beginning of the day with all my Zuma products. In the first hour I'm up, I try to have about 35 ounces of X2O with about 40 nutrients that I take, all morning or take throughout the morning. I also take, I split it and have a few at lunchtime. And then even before bed, as a matter of fact, just before I got on this call, I took my probiotic and I take, some nighttime vitamins, the X2O Plus. I'm telling you, I don't think we talk about that product enough. Because you will hear many people discuss, man, at nighttime I get restless leg or I get muscle twitches or spasms or charley horses or leg cramps. Again, every muscle in the body needs calcium and magnesium to make it work effectively and efficiently. And so what happens, many people take, I'm sure there's some other good vitamins out there, but they take all their vitamins first thing in the morning, which is all good. But the problem is, they're water soluble. And so by noon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you've depleted them. That's why most people begin to get the cramps the end of the day, night, and early in the morning, because again, they're washed out through the system. So with X2O Plus, I take that every night before bed, and I'm very rarely bothered with any leg cramps or spasms, charley horses or any of that thing. And I believe the X2O Plus has been a great, great, great addition that I'm very happy for. Another thing, we talk about colds, and there was just an article written, and I want to read some of the things to you that you should take to slow down things like a cold. Number one, D3, very important. You get it from the sun, but many of us don't get out in the sun enough to get enough D3. Vitamin C, another great one. Vitamin B12, and also I promote more the complex. And B12 is a secondary individual vitamin if you need a little bit more juiced up. The omega-3s, great. And again, magnesium, as I talked about, for sleep, for the muscle itself, helps the immune system, works as an antioxidant. And here's the wonderful news. We all have had access to this, again, for over 20 years. And I'm extremely proud for those of you who haven't gotten the latest newsletter. We've had a couple of versions of it, but I'm really, really proud of what Zuma does. They're always looking, how can we tweak the formulas? How can we make it better? And I saw that Ken and the team put together the Life Source, adding extra nutrients in it via vegetables and fruits. And man, what a great thing, because we all need 9 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And as I said, I truly don't believe any of us really, really do that, but B, those of us who really, really try still can't, because, again, I believe the soil is just not proper to be able to handle, those fruits and vegetables without using major insecticides or whatever else we have to use. So I'm extremely happy with our new essential pack that Zuma has put together for us, and you need to take a serious look at that. If that's sort of my baseline, that's what I start off with in the morning, the essential pack with, of course, the Life Source at the lead, the Omega 375, take that, the assimilator, and, of course, the berry balance. That's the basic. If you wanted to know where am I now, what should I do as a baseline to help my health, to help my wellness, if you don't know which direction in, start off with about 4 or 5 ounces of X2O, of water with your X2O in it, shake it up, drink it down like a power shot, and then fill that bottle up and take those nutrients in the morning as you're drinking that first bottle of X2O. Now, I also, fortify myself because I believe the bad guys are out there every day. So I want to send my ninjas out, and I highly, highly, highly can't recommend enough Silvermax. If you're not on that this time of year and you're around a lot of people, or especially your teacher friends that are around little kids all day, that somebody's always sneezing, kvetching, wiping their nose with their hand and then grabbing your hand to hold it, germs are just running a billion miles an hour. So you need to be ready to overcome that. And, you know, it goes in concert. Our Xyome 365, again, I like to use that at lunchtime. I mix it up. It's part of my lunch. It fills me up, and I feel like I'm doing something good for gut health because I want to make sure I'm processing all these vitamins that I take, make sure I'm processing to the maximum. And then in the evening, I just said, one of the things I take in the evening is our probiotics. So those would be, if you really want to supercharge as you're going over this holiday season, because as you eat, you know, the junk that many of us eat, there are very, very, very many simple carbohydrates versus complex. There's lots of sugars in most everything, and especially if you then go out, the sodium and sugar content, whether you know it's in the ingredients, it is. And that's what makes a lot of the food so flavorful. So you've got to keep up. Don't wait. Don't just skip over November and December and say, well, you know, January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I'll start getting back healthy and back fit. Again, it's okay to eat or drink some of the things that you shouldn't. But, you know, during that period of time, if you can add some of these things that I've discussed with you as part of your daily get in the habit, usually takes about 20 days to get into a new habit. So if you're not in there, take these 20 days to introduce yourself to some of these products. Yet, if you're not sure what else to take or what to take, go with your upline and let them help you sort of design something that can help you. Or you can always look in your back office. A lot of these calls that we have, I'm sorry, most all the calls we have, are still on that back office, and you can pick them up with many, many different topics. One final piece I want to throw out is that I get, just like you get, you know, everybody thinks Dr. Marsh or myself, Dr. T, if I say take this, that everybody's going to take it. A lot of people will question it. Do I really need vitamins and minerals and all this kind of thing? Or the big one is it's just too expensive to do. Well, again, it's pretty interesting being in the world that I'm in. When I see people who are fairly, they think they're healthy, versus people who think they may be losing their life. The person who thinks they're losing their life will say, I don't care what it costs. Just tell me if you think there's something out there that can help me, I'll figure a way to purchase it. And you see, to me, that's how we should think every day. I've seen medications that, of course, are free because insurance will pick it up. But also I've had different people come in with different problems, and I have this one lady that has to have this specialized shot that costs $7,000 a shot, and she needs four of those a year. Now, so to me, that's a little bit expensive. When you're spending $28,000 a year on drugs to put in your body, and praise God if it helps you take it for whatever her condition was. But when you really look at the bang for the buck that Zuma has managed to do, I mean, just look at our life source. If you will look at that bottle and look at everything that not only has been in it, but if you look at the new newsletter and the things that have been added, such as the fruits and vegetables and some other products, we're all talking about this because we all know the power. So even if you spend a few hundred dollars in a month, yes, it sounds like a lot, but how much is your health worth? How much is it worth being with your friends, with your children if you're married, with your grandkids? Remember, we talk about life, we talk about health, and how should it look? What should it look like? And I like to make it analogous to a candle. When you light a 12-inch candle at the top, it's burning brightly, and it's flickering, and, you know, a little wind might blow it down a little bit. But nonetheless, it keeps going. When it's halfway down, it's burning just as bright. Three-quarters of the way down, it's still burning, and it burns right down to the very end and flickers a few times and then goes out. To me, that's how life should be. You have to decide as young age as you can, do you want to live when you get older, or do you want to just exist? And I've seen people. I worked in a nursing home a couple of years, and I saw people existing. my very first client. Now I'm 19 years old, 17 years old, whatever I was. And my very first client was, I was assigned to her. And every day I would go into her room, and she was about 98 pounds, curled in a fetal position in bed, never opened her eyes, and I would pull up her shirt. Next to her belly button was a tube. I would bring that, stretch that tube out and take this liquid and pour it in there. It'd take me about 40 minutes to get it all in her. And that was her nutrients. And she existed like that for 9 months and then passed away. And I was fortunate to be able to do that job. I really believe God was sending me a message that you get a choice on this earth. Do you want to live or do you want to exist? And so as a Christian, I'm good. If the good Lord takes me home tonight, you guys have a major party. I've had a blessed life. But if he leaves me here for another 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, I want to live and enjoy my kids, my grandkids, and so forth and so on. So that's a choice you all have to make. So with that, I want to say to you first, thank you very, very much for being a part of our team and being with us. We really appreciate any input you have. Next, happy Thanksgiving and have a wonderful dinner and wonderful meal. Enjoy Christmas. Remember, it's the birth of our Christ, but it's also a day of giving. So enjoy the amount of giving and think about some of these nutrients that I talked about and some of your friends. Hey, maybe that's not a bad idea to give them some of these nutrients to get them started on. And the last thing is just happy and have a blessed new year. And look at it that this year, I firmly believe, is going to be one of the greatest beginning years of our lives, thus in the health and wellness industry. Let's grasp a hold of that. Let's go. And all I've ever asked is I don't need a handout anywhere. I just always have wanted the equal opportunity to become unequal. And I think our economy and our company, Zuma, is going to allow us to have that in this new year. And I'm happy you guys are out there to join me in anything I can do on this end. Let us know. With that, have a blessed holiday. Dr. Marsh, are you out there?
I am. So, Dr. T, thank you as well. I wish you a blessed holiday as well, my friend. And for those of you listening in tonight, I'll just share one final thought for you here to kind of wrap up what Dr. T said, and that is we are entering the holiday season. Enjoy yourself. Make the most of it. Try to minimize your stress. Try to, you know, do what you can to be a good steward of your body. And I know that's a little harder during this time of the year, but understand the little things that you do during this holiday season, as Dr. T is suggesting, to take care of yourself. Whether that's maintaining a little exercise, whether that's, you know, enjoying some really good nutrition in your body via the Zuma supplement, whether it's just trying to make sure that maybe you don't overindulge, right? Those are little things that really do add up, because nobody wants to get to the end of the holiday season feeling horrible or feeling like they've, you know, worn their body out. And certainly nobody wants to start the new year off being ill or sick because they didn't take care of themselves. So you can enjoy the holidays, you can indulge, you can do the things that you normally do and want to do, but you also have to still maintain your body's health. And, of course, that's one of the things we specialize at Zuma, and I think tonight was great information and great advice for those of you listening in. So I will echo what Dr. T said. For those of you listening in tonight, thank you very much for being part of the Zuma family and also wishing you a very happy holiday season. Of course, I invite you to join us again. In December, we'll have another great series of calls, first and third Thursday in that month. So until then, folks, thanks again for listening in. Look forward to having you on those calls next month. Talk to you real soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.